License approval for Star Brisbane raises Queensland regulator criticism. Queensland's gambling regulator, the Office of Liquor and Gaming Regulation, OLGR, is facing criticism for granting a casino license to the new Star Brisbane, just 2 days before Star Entertainment Group was declared unsuitable to run a casino in New South Wales. The decision has raised questions about whether the OLGR was aware of the findings of the Bell Report, which outlined Star's failings, particularly regarding money laundering controls. Yet another controversy surrounds Star Entertainment. The second Bell Report, released by the NSW Independent Casino Commission, NICC, found that Star remained unsuitable to operate a casino in NSW. It was publicly released on Friday, a day after the opening of the Star Brisbane. Queensland Shadow Attorney General Tim Nicholls has suggested that it is highly likely the OLGR had prior knowledge of the Bell Report before issuing the casino license. Attorney General Yvette Doth defended the decision, stating that the OLGR had been working closely with the NICC and was monitoring Star's remediation efforts. However, Star Entertainment Group remains embroiled in financial turmoil, with its shares suspended from trading on the Australian Stock Exchange, ASX, amid uncertainty about its financial health. Star is currently in a precarious position, having sought financial assistance from its largest investors and requested tax deferrals from the Queensland government. Discussions are ongoing between Star and the Queensland government regarding potential tax relief, but there are no indications that payments will be waived. Premier Stephen Miles has acknowledged the state's interest in ensuring the success of the Queen's Wharf Brisbane development. Pressure mounts for National Casino Regulator. The ongoing controversies have led some to call for stronger regulation. Tim Costello, chief advocate for the Alliance for Gambling Reform, believes state regulators have failed and has called for the establishment of a national casino regulator to address the industry's persistent issues. With Star facing immense pressure from both regulatory and financial fronts, the future of its casino operations in Queensland remains uncertain. Critics argue that transparency is needed to ensure that such decisions are made in the public's best interest, especially when dealing with an organization under significant scrutiny.